This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
FML,
fix my life.
Danny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, gentlemen. This one's going to hit close to home for you two. Because finally, got real trick-or-treating experience. Izzy was old enough last night, walking on her own. She was knocking on doors. She was loving life. You know what wasn't loving life necessarily?
What's that?
Her parents, who had to shield her from the wild swinging embers from the fire pits as they were raging, even though it was 70 degrees outside yesterday and people had fire in every driveway. You guys are pyromaniacs. Can you guys explain to me?
I'm not a pyromaniac.
Both of you are.
I used to be a pyromaniac.
There were 30 mile an hour gusts of wind yesterday.
I know fire
safety. Saying I had a fire yesterday too.
Yes, and
in my
you
driveway.
Had one too. Explain yourselves.
I had a
what
fire
was the
in my
point?
Driveway well, Saturday.
Mine was for a different reason. As we spoke about yesterday, I stopped doing full size because I wasn't getting enough traffic. But there's a ton of traffic up the street from me. My bonfire is a signal fire. I've got the blanket over and I'm puffing it up. I'm sending out the signals to say, hey, we've got candy down here. Come this way. But I understand where you come from. My embers, if you're a responsible fire owner, you take care of those embers and they don't blow out. I had one instance where they kind of blew out. And usually I sit in a chair. When it's colder out, I sit in a chair and let the kids kind of enjoy the bonfire, right? They warm up a little bit on their cold walks. But it was 70. And I actually went out in front of the fire and made sure that they got their candy out there yesterday.
So you are responsible.
I do think, though, that as a parent, you got a head on a swivel looking for those embers.
It really was yesterday. I mean, she had a blast. It didn't become a problem, thankfully, because we were kind of skedaddling around.
Yeah.
But I was just impressed that so many people, Kenny, had fires. It was the nicest Halloween.
Because it's part of the ambiance.
It must be.
It's part of the ambiance of Halloween. Everybody who gives up. Now, I transferred the cough to you. I'm sorry about this. This is how contagion happened. It is part of the ritual of the handing out of the candy. At the end of the driveway, you hand it out. You get the little fire going there and the... Now you got the solo stoves that are, aren't cheap stoves, all that. Lord almighty. Congratulations on all your success out there.
Mine is not.
But people, it's part of the fun and part of the tradition and ritual of it, so it's part of the ambiance. Now, if it were 90 degrees outside for some reason, maybe you do make that change. But no, man, no. I can't imagine. I can't tell you. I should count next year how many fires there are out in driveways while we are going out and getting the candy. I mean, you had to have in my neighborhood alone, definitely a dozen and a half. Had to be 18, 19 fires.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's a neighborhood by neighborhood thing.
Yeah, man.
Too.
Is there a temperature, though, where you would say even the people that love this are obsessed with having the fire pit? For whatever reason that you guys are outlining, Is there a temperature where they'd say it's a little too warm?
Not on Halloween. There's not.
No,
you have bonfires in the summer. I mean, that's when we have bonfires, and it can be 80 degrees. You know, at 10 o'clock at night, and we're still having a bonfire. I think you're looking at this caveman like where it's a heat source and a cooking element. No, this is an ambiance thing. Totally.
Yeah.
I mean. Your daughter doesn't like the skeletons.
No.
Should they take down the skeletons? No. Because
well, they had
she's
to do
scared.
That in the restaurant. They did do that. They were very nice over there at Hail Mary's on the west side. Let's move them.
Boy, everything should just
the
be done for your daughter.
I didn't ask
everybody
them to.
Everybody should just change their entire lives
they
for
felt
your kids.
Bad. They who's felt
the,
bad.
Who's
she was
the
getting
mayor
emotional.
Of Bay Village Knapp is, I think, is the last name, right?
I like, mean, have Lord.
Put out a town charter. No more bonfires.
Well, Owen saw how I was yesterday when somebody left about 5 minutes early. He saw how I was over
well,
there
the other,
changing other people's schedules.
The other thing I would add, we can talk about that another time. The other thing I did want to ask about, because I grew up in a cigarette home and I reeked for years after.
Well, cigarettes are different from bonfires.
Right. But there is a distinct fire and smoke smell.
There was yesterday, I had a little kid dressed like Lightning McQueen. He's like 3 years old, and he goes, fire, stinks, right? And then he went down, and he actually made a double pass back past my house. But the next kid was like, your bonfire, and this kid's five, and he's like, smells so good.
So he liked it.
Oh, loved it.
Because he's from Ohio.
And I told him, I say, if you seemed Lightning McQueen, tell him, you like the smell of this bonfire.
You think that's an Ohio thing?
Yes. People like bonfires here. It's part of the fun. Part of the tradition.
Power rank your
hold on.
Power rank your bonfire states. I want you to power rank them right now.
Easily.
Number one. Who does it like Ohio?
Ohio. Number two, I think West Virginia.
Whoa, okay.
I think West Virginia does a fine bonfire.
You know what?
It's a fine bonfire.
Dumpster fires, too. They literally set.
Well, I don't know much about that. You're the one who worked in Parkersburg, not me. Number three.
Tough to contain, too, by the way.
Well, I got to say, the fine state of Tennessee. I've seen a lot of pictures from people. I've only been to Tennessee one time. I've seen a lot of pictures of people in Gatlinburg who are at, like, cabins. Like, we built a nice cozy
they're
fire.
They're called the Smoky Mountains for nothing.
That's right.
They're the Smoky Mountains.
That's
they're not
they
the
got
clear
the
air mountains.
But you
they're not
say
the,
Texas.
Your bonfire stinks. Mountains.
And our two-year-old might get set on fire.
They're not the change everything you do because my daughter can't be bothered by it. I have a problem the way you live your life. Mountains.
What did your daughter dress as yesterday?
Yeah, third-degree burns. That's what she dressed as.
Kindling?
She was a purple witch. She's a purple witch. She looked great, Kenny.
She just dressed like her mother, a PTA member that's way too involved.
I'm going to share some pictures
I'm sorry.
With you.
That was mean-spirited. I apologize.
That was very mean-spirited.
I apologize. She was a purple witch?
She's a purple witch because we were trying to. She was so scared about the skeletons and the witches.
Yeah.
So we tried to fight fire with fire.
Literally, in that case.
Good candy haul.
You know what? It was amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody,
and
the amount of full candy bars I could not believe.
I would imagine off the top. What was your tax?
Huh.
What'd you tax her?
You know what? We haven't taken. Honestly, I brought one Reese's in, but it was a mini. Okay. It's because I'm trying to stay disciplined. Because
well,
it could
there.
Be a day.
Oh,
it could be one of these days. But these are so
See,
good.
Those are still like the decent-sized ones. They got the really small That's, ones.
I know.
Don't get me started on the size
I
of
did.
Halloween
as,
candy.
As curmudgeon-y as I was yesterday, we bought a ton of candy. And I was just, I go, take some candy. And they take two pieces. I'm like, no, take more.
Okay. Like, hey, Nick.
That brightens
the
eyes.
Uh-huh. Nick on the afternoon show yesterday, the one thing I did agree with him, they were talking about the differences, what you get with candy and the gummies as opposed to the chocolate. The packs of gummies only come with like two gummies.
That's true.
That's ridiculous.
Now we're talking about just the kid-friendly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the kid-friendly gummies.
Yeah, the other ones, I don't know how many you need.
State,
You might do a quarter of one of them deals. Yeah.
And then another one in 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I'm
in and out
too damn strong, I'll tell you. All right. Yeah, get over the bonfire stuff, all right? You guys can deal with it 1 year. All right? We don't need to change everything around for the Lima family.
Next year, dress as a fire retardant suit.
Your chance.
So stop, drop, and roll. We'll be practicing that like crazy.
He's going to go as Smokey the Bear, and he's going to be pouring water over everybody's fires. A lot of fun.
Everybody's
just
fun.
Just for Sarah Ono.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.